Hello everyone, this is Keith Wall on Word on Wednesday. I'm just tidying up the New and Better Covenant. So I'll just read in 2 Corinthians 3, beginning at verse 2. You are our epistles in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. So the Holy Spirit is ministering the new and better covenant, revealing the new and better covenant to us. He teaches us how to live in the new and better covenant. So we need the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. And in John 16, John's Gospel 16, 13 and 14. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit is revealing the new and better covenant to us. In 2 Corinthians, back to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, this is what we've got to watch for. When we're getting a revelation from Jesus, from the Bible through the Holy Spirit, it has to be ministering life. It's not ministering death. It's setting us free. And in verse 17, now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So he who the Son sets free is free indeed. This is a new and better covenant. So as we receive the knowledge of the Word and the revealing power of the Holy Spirit to confirm the Word of God in our lives, we go from learning about the new and better covenant to living in the new and better covenant day by day. This is the important thing. So we're receiving the benefits of the new and better covenant. It's not combining the two covenants. It says new and better covenant. So as we live the life now in the knowledge that we've got, we live that knowledge day by day. You're living, you're not just applying the new and better covenant. You are in a new and better covenant. So this is the way we live. So it's not something we learn and then we leave it. We learn it, but then we live it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I just thank each one this day that by the power of your Spirit and by your Word, that by your reveal to us the new and better covenants through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for each one that your peace rules and reigns in our heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Thank you very much, and God bless you.